Welcome to the Dr. John Day Show, a cardiologist's guide to real food, real living, and real happiness. Are you struggling with losing weight, fatigue, depression, or conditions that have you on medications? Is your health good, but heart disease or cancer run in your family? Most medical conditions are reversible or preventable. There is a better way to live. Let Dr. Day help you to feel younger today.
Hi, this is Dr. John Day. I have a quick disclosure my lawyer wants me to do before we start the show. On this show, I share general information, not medical advice. I am not your doctor. And do not self-diagnose or treat based on anything you hear on this show. Now that we're done with the disclosure, let's get started. Hi, this is Dr. John Day, and welcome to the Dr. John Day Show. Today is podcast number 14, Eliminate Stress in 7 Steps. I recently performed an ablation for a patient who is suffering from atrial fibrillation following the death of her husband of 50 years. She and her husband did everything together. It was the kind of marriage that everybody dreams about. Unfortunately, last summer, her husband died suddenly. She was left heartbroken. She was devastated, so much so that she couldn't leave her home for months until she became too short of breath to even walk inside of her home. Her daughters then brought her to the emergency room at my hospital, where she was diagnosed with Takotsubo cardiomyopathy. Takotsubo cardiomyopathy means heart failure from the broken heart syndrome. After she was treated with the appropriate medications, her heart failure did get better and her breathing did improve. However, it was not until she was no longer grieving for her husband that her heart failure completely resolved. Despite all this and having her heart failure resolve, unfortunately, she was left with atrial fibrillation. What is Takotsubo cardiomyopathy or the broken heart syndrome? And what have I seen in my practice? Well, this is something that I've seen a number of times in my career. Typically, it's the death of a loved one that will trigger it, but I've also seen it from other forms of severe stress, such as family conflict, a natural disaster, a lawsuit, losing a job, losing a house, etc. Fortunately, most cases of Takotsubo cardiomyopathy or the broken heart syndrome, which happen from severe stress, resolve once people are able to work through the very stressful situation. Well, what about stress in our health? Stress is everywhere. In fact, 83% of Americans are stressed out at work, according to Everest College 2013 study. Another study showed that chronic stress has a similar damaging effect on the body as smoking 5 cigarettes a day. Even just thinking that you're stressed is enough to increase your risk of a heart attack by 27%. Stress shortens our lives and leads to premature aging. The stress we're feeling now can actually predict our health 10 years down the road. Stress, unfortunately or fortunately, however you want to look at it, is part of the human experience. We can't avoid it. The key is, how do we process and manage the stress? Short-term stress is okay. It pushes us to work harder, become more focused. But it's when stress never stops. That's when we can really get into trouble. What are the effects of stress on the cardiovascular system? For years, I have seen how people with high anxiety levels seem to be very prone to atrial fibrillation. It seems that when these people are most stressed, they have an episode of atrial fibrillation. In addition to AFib, stress can also trigger many other cardiovascular problems. And if you want to read more about these or the actual articles I'm going to mention here, please go on to my website at drjohnday.com. It's blog number 14, and you can click on these. But stress can trigger arrhythmias. Number 2, stress can cause strokes. Number 3, just one episode of mental stress can cause heart cells to die. Number 4, when we're stressed out, we tend to eat foods that are not heart healthy and can only get us into more problems. So what can we do? Unfortunately, studies have shown that we can even inherit stress from our parents. But like everything else we have learned from studies and from, hopefully this is not your first podcast, you've listened to a number of these, that our DNA is not our destiny. We can change our lives and change the lives of those who will follow after us in this life. So let me give you my 7 ways to manage stress and avoid the broken heart syndrome. Number 1, keep a gratitude journal. Be grateful for whatever you have. Studies show that if we have an attitude of gratitude, stress becomes much more manageable. If we focus on what we lack, it just makes us more stressed out. Rather, focus on what you have. Focus on the day you've been given. Focus on the friends and family members that you may have or the job you may have. Everyone can find something that we're grateful for. Number 2, get enough sleep. When it gets dark at night, it's time to start winding down our day. If we're sleep deprived, we cannot manage anything very well. Get your sleep, and guess what? Your stress levels will be under much better control. Number 3, keep physically active. Physical activity allows us to diffuse the toxic stress hormones, namely cortisol and adrenaline. If you're stressed, go on a long strenuous walk, work out, do something, find something that you enjoy, whatever it is, reading a book, yoga, exercise, going out in nature, whatever works for you, do it. And remember that exercise really is a powerful stress reliever. Number 4, eat right. If we eat the right foods, especially fruits and vegetables, and I would even focus more on vegetables, it gives our bodies the right nutrients to keep everything working properly. Real food will heal our bodies. Real food will help us to bring our stress levels down. Number 5, meditate. Meditation can quiet the mind and reduce stress. Meditation can come in many different forms. For some, it could be prayer. Others, it could be yoga. Whatever works for you, meditate. Calm your mind. Calm your heart. And guess what? Your stress just might go away. Number 6, connect with others. Too often, when we're stressed out, we tend to turn inward. This is especially true for men. When we are stressed, that's when we need to reach out the most. When we reach out to others, when we connect with others, when we spend time with others, that can help us to put things in perspective and to bring our own stress levels under control. It really does seem counterintuitive, but when we focus on others rather than ourselves, our stress will magically resolve. Number 7, accept what you cannot change. At the end of the day, there are just some things in this life that are beyond our control. We can't fix everything. What you can't fix, learn to accept. And by learning to accept, putting it in God's will, whatever works for you, we can help to keep things in perspective and keep our stress under control. What do you think? Is stress affecting your health? I'd love to hear what works well for you, how you've kept your stress levels under control. Please leave me a comment at drjohnday.com. Also, please sign up for our newsletter. There's so much information in our newsletter that you won't find anywhere else on our website, podcasts, videos, etc. And please share this with others. By helping us to get the word out, we can help others. We can help to better navigate this difficult modern life that we all face ourselves in. So that is all I have for this podcast. If you wouldn't mind, go on to iTunes, leave me a review. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed it, and we'll see you with the next episode. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. John Day Show. Now is the time for you to live better. Go to drjohnday.com to sign up for Dr. Day's newsletter, daily success tools, and more. It's never too late to change.